are, is, whatever. You can also get the podcast by grabbing the podcast feed address at whiterosesociety.org in the subdomain for this show, Head On With Bob and Tape, or you can get it at iTunes. So does that cover all the... Yeah, I think it does. It is Monday. It is a short broadcast week, unless I can figure out some way to... some way to broadcast... No, I'm going to be talking in the evenings this week. I get on the road tomorrow. The lovely and talented Agnes has just brought me an ice-cold bottle of water for the program. Ah, she's just wonderful, you know that? Anyway, I get on the road tomorrow on a plane in Charleston. Here's how it works out. I fly from Charleston to Atlanta. Yeah, I know I'm going to Wisconsin. Go figure. I fly from Atlanta to Minneapolis and Minneapolis to Duluth. And then I get out of the car, out of the plane and into a car in Duluth and go over into the region of northern Wisconsin where some mountaintop removal thugs want to bring their technique and their technology to the acquisition of taconite iron ore, if you can imagine. Yeah, nice guy that Chris Klein. He's behind a lot of this. He's got himself a yacht that he rents out. Imagine that. You're rich enough to own a yacht, and yet you rent it out. You can find it if you just Google the image. He has a yacht called Mind Games. Oh, he is a witty one. Mind Games. Because, you know, it's just a game when you come into a community and unleash ungodly amounts of toxins and poisons all over the community, and you bring about birth defects and heart disease and lung disease and endocrine disorders, and it's a mind game. Oh, do light me a cigar with another one of those sopping wet $100 bills, and light the sopping wet $100 bill with another $100 bill. That'll show those little activists. We'll crush them. Oh, let's go coelacanth fishing on the mind games. Bastard. Anyway, I'm headed for Wisconsin. I will arrive tomorrow evening and then be speaking. There will be speaking engagements Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, and fly back out on Saturday. Ordinarily, I like to take my Sherpa guide, Ferg, along with me, but no, it's just me traveling on this particular trip. I am looking forward to it, though. It's a part of the country I've never seen, a part of the country that's beautiful. I'll be talking at the Bad River Convention Center on Wednesday evening. I can't wait to see it all, even in the depths of not quite the winter that folks are used to up there, from what I understand, but I'm still taking some warm weather clothing. But the broadcast week will be a shortened one. So some program notes. Like I said, I'll get back. I'll fly back on get back on Saturday evening, and then on Sunday we will have a Prism West Virginia American History chat with Dr. Bill O'Brien and Professor Keith Lilly, and then get back to a somewhat normal, to the extent beyond which normal is more than a setting on a dryer, normal broadcast schedule. I'll miss you guys this week, and I'll miss our conversation. But this is important, because it's no joke. These coal thugs want to use mountaintop removal techniques in the hills of northern Wisconsin. And it ought to be illegal. It probably is illegal. But mining thugs have never been known to be particularly concerned with, you know, laws and stuff. Oh, and they're making the same promises that they make here. All the, well, we're going to bring you some jobs. Going to have jobs. We're going to give high school dropouts $60,000 a year jobs driving Dion Caterpillars. Won't it be wonderful? Going to be 700 jobs, $60,000 a year, river the home of the country, a river of beer flowing over your grandmother's paisley shawl. Of course, they don't talk about the death, the disease, the destruction, the ruination of communities, the degradation of land that will not heal, will not get better, cannot be reclaimed. Nope. Not going to talk about it. Because if they told people what they were actually up to, no one would let them get away with it. What's that weird sound coming over your voice, Bob? Oh, Marty, don't tell me there's any weird sounds coming over my voice. Any weirdness is emanating from me. There aren't any other weird sounds. Darn it. Let me check the chat room. Oh, chat room. Have you ever been to the headonradionetwork.com chat room? You should try it sometime. It's free. It's easy. Okay. Thank you, Waggy. Thank you, Sparky. Okay. The weirdness is on your end, Marty. I mean, I'm not saying it. Just say it. So hopefully the weather will hold and not be nasty. We won't have to worry about any wing icing or any of that creepy stuff. Hopefully I won't have to fly from Minneapolis to Duluth on one of those twin-engine turboprop bombing run over Tokyo kind of nightmare thingies that run between Charleston, West Virginia, and Washington, D.C., and should have been retired somewhere around the end of the Second World War. Please, no, let it be just a nice, sane, comfortable, well, okay, not comfortable, regional jet. So, yeah, and then I come back Duluth to Minneapolis, Minneapolis to Detroit, Detroit to Charleston. And that's on Saturday. But I hope we have a Jim Dandy evening tonight. Like I said, it is Moran Monday on the horn. Don't wish that on me, Sparky. Got to be a puddle jumper, Bob Kincaid. No, please. Please, no Saabs, no de Havilland Dash 8s, please. Okay, thanks, Randy. Thanks, Jack. No weirdness. They're not getting any weirdness either. Oh, I'm pulling your legs, says Marty. I'm referring to the music. Hey. No, Mrs. Kincaid will not be doing any pinch speaking in my absence. She's busy making sure everything, all the other plates keep spinning in the air. You know, the ones that are thrown into the air by a certain little group of teenagers, if you know what I mean. Right. Oh,